9.
This afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 69. North wind around 10. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 44. Northwest wind 5 to 10. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76. North wind around 0. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 85. Southwest wind up to 10. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. Currently, mostly cloudy. Visibility is 10 miles with a wind from the northwest at 15 miles per hour. The current temperature is 62.
Z103.com. Good morning to you. Time for episode number 10 of the Basics of Economic Development. And let's turn it over to the man who is our most capable host, Mark Wickersham. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Monty. It's a pleasure to be back with you today. And I brought a wonderfully special guest with me today.
All right, go ahead and introduce her.
Kim Zitney is with me today. Kim is the Director of Corporate Communications for Teijin Automotive Technologies, who is in the process of cutting the ribbon on a new facility in Huntington. So, Kim, thank you for coming today, and the show is yours.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk about Teijin Automotive Technologies. I think I should first tell our listeners that Teijin Automotive Technologies is a global tier one supplier to the automotive industry. We specialize in composites, which means that we mold our own raw materials, and then we send those materials to one of our 26 plants globally to be molded into any number of types of components for cars, heavy trucks, pickup trucks. We do some work in marine and industrial. And in Huntington, especially, we are working on the Corvette and the Ford Raptor F-150. We do some work with the GMC Sierra Denali pickup truck, and we are going to be doing a ribbon cutting, as Mark mentioned, on a new facility tomorrow that is a paint and a top coat and assembly facility, and we will be molding the hard top roofs for the four-door Ford Bronco edition at our manufacturing facility in Huntington, shipping them across the street where we were then going to paint them in body color and ship them off to Michigan Assembly for Ford. We're very excited to be involved in that major project with Ford.
And if I can interject, I mean, first of all, our community is so proud, honestly, that Teijin is here. I remember the early days when there was a different ownership structure and so forth, that when the company came to town in 2010, I walked through the building, the main plant, and it was completely empty. And today it is, well, literally, Teijin is the largest manufacturing employer in Huntington County.
And then all the things she was mentioning, I've got to say, I'm impressed. I know they won't let me test drive any of them, but the fact that all that's going on right here in town, I mean, that means more jobs, more, it's its own stimulus. This is really cool.
It is very cool, and we are really excited to be in Huntington. We have had nothing but tremendous support from this community from 2010 when we acquired that facility. In 2012, we made our initial investment in there for about $9 million, and that's when we brought in the Corvette business, and we've continued to invest here because we know that we're going to be able to get great support from the community and the state of Indiana and be able to recruit the kind of skilled and dedicated workforce that we need to produce the parts that we're making there.
It's also significant from my perspective as an economic developer to think about the consumer who buys a mid-engine Chevy Corvette. They expect that vehicle to be perfect. And the labor force, you know, our families, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors and friends are doing that quality of work here in Huntington. It's just phenomenal. It speaks well for our community.
It really is, and just as a, I know I'm not the normal main host, but I do have a question, because listeners may want to know, how was it that you guys decided on Huntington? That's probably the biggest question I get asked when we do these types of programs. I mean, there's probably a lot that went into that, but maybe both you and Mark could touch on that a little bit.
I believe originally we acquired the existing manufacturing facility from a competitor called Meridian. So the type of building that we needed and the type of pits that we need for our presses was already in place, which made it attractive to us.
Awesome.
And the community role was to assist with some of the regulatory questions, as well as just how do you get the building itself renovated and fixed the way you want it, in addition to working with the state of Indiana. Governor Mitch Daniels at the time was instrumental in helping us make sure that the owner at the time, who was from Florida, Rick Scott, right, was comfortable. And Governor Daniels and Mr. Scott knew each other, and so they, whatever conversations they had, were encouraging about moving and locating in Indiana in the first place. And it also was important that one of the key permits that they require, that the state requires, was transferable from the previous owner of the building. And that made the whole process a lot faster for the company and a lot easier to launch.
Incredible. I'm going to turn it back over to Kim.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then a question that begs the question, it sounds like that there's only room for just complete upward mobility here. I mean, you're expanding, this is awesome, and that means even more opportunities as the future goes forward, I would imagine. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes. We don't see any reason why in the future we wouldn't continue to expand here in Huntington.
This is just amazing, and this is one of probably many other things that are going on in the community, but it's very important you know that when you have that major of a manufacturing facility here, that speaks volumes for the community. Mark, could you touch on that a little bit?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just want to remind your listening audience that as our show progresses through the rest of the summer, etc., we'll be inviting other industries to come in and have this sort of conversation, so that the listeners know specifically about the companies that are here in town. We do some extraordinary things in our industrial sector here in Huntington that we're very proud of and honored to be the beneficiary area as a community to host. So we look forward to those additional conversations in the future.
Okay, and some other things you want to cover on this morning's episode?
I wanted to make sure that your listeners knew that Teijin continues to invest and grow, that you hear it directly from the company, and we're so proud of our relationships with the community and the company and the employees, and thank you for the opportunity to be on the air this morning.
Well, thank you for doing it. And Kim, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. I know your schedule's got to be just busy, but that means a lot to us that you would take the time to stop by and chat with our listeners.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
All righty, and with that, we'll wrap up another edition. Mark, we'll see you back here next Friday.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right, let's get back to the music right here on the Z.